The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Today's daf is being studied by Yom Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenehemah ben Gan Eden, Refuah Shel Emah, Miki ben Jami, and Hatzlachat ben Yamin Mordechai ben Esther. We are on daf Samech Gimal. We are up to Bechol Makom Aita Keshera. That is, that is at the two dots. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Bechol makom hayta kshera. This was talking about the chatat ha'of. When a person brought a korban chatat, but from the birds. So we said that it was valid in any place to do the service, but the main place was the southwest corner. So it's funny, it says Bechol Makom Keshera, but the main place is the southwest corner. So the Gemara says, my Ka'amad, what's being said? You just told me you can do it anywhere. Then you're limited to the southwest corner. So the Gemara says, Amar Ashehachi Ka'amad, Bechol Makom Aita Keshera Limlikata. Ela ze haya mekoma lehaza'ata, which means the difference between the milika and the haza'a. Milika, the actual slaughtering of it, you can do anywhere. The sprinkling of its blood, that had to be done in the southwest corner. Tanina lehad tanur banan, we have a mishnah to prove what we just said. Melaka bechol makom b'mizbeach keshera. He made melika anywhere on the mizbeach, next to the mizbeach. It's fine. Izadama bechol makom keshera. Whoa. The right there already contradicts, because the right there, if you made a za'a, sprinkling anywhere is also okay. Izavelomitza keshera. And if you sprinkle and you didn't press the blood, we said there was another process in the hatata of, is after they sprinkled the water, they would hold the bird by the neck and just sprinkle like this so the blood would just come out of the neck. Right? That was azaha. And then they would press it against the wall of the mizbeah. That was called mitsui. So if you didn't do that, it says, hizavi lo mitza keshera. The mitsui, the pressing of the leftover blood, is okay. You don't, if you don't do it. So long as the dama nefesh, the main lifeblood they call it of the bird, is shot underneath the chuta sikra, underneath the line, the red line. So the Gemara over here has a question. What's being said? You tell me in the beginning, hizad dama bechol makom keshera. You sprinkle it anywhere, it's okay. Well, you just told me in the last statement that's got to be on the southwest corner. Haza'a is in that spot. You told me milika anywhere, haza'a in the southwest corner. So the Gemara says, what does it mean over here? You tell me haza'a bekol makom. Then you tell me no, it's got to be under the red line. There's a stira in the Mishnah itself. Do it anyway, but it's got to be under the red line. Anywhere is not under the red line. Anywhere is anywhere. So the Gemara explains, "Haki kamar melacha melacha bechol makom b'mizbeach keshera mitzadama bechol makom b'mizbeach keshera." Take away the word hazaa. If you squeeze the blood, if you press the blood anywhere on the mizbeach, it's keshera. So really, hazaa has got to be on the southwest corner, but the mitsui can be anywhere on the mizbeah. Shim hiza Vilum mitzah kesherah. Right, so long as you made the hazaah, the sprinkling, even though you didn't do the mitzui, it's kesherah. Ubelvad sheyitin mehut hasikra al matam bedam nefesh. So long as when you made the hazaah, the lifeblood was sprinkled underneath the chut hasikra, so it can land in the mizbeach, on the bottom of the mizbeach. That's okay. So therefore, perfect. What we're proving now, mitzui is optional, not optional. Mitzui is the chatayla you have to do, but if you didn't do it, it's okay. That's how you got to do. That's not negotiable, and that's got to be under the chut hasikra. And we're learning that what? That it's done dafka, and the Mishnah says in the southwest corner. And the milika, the actual slaughtering of it, can be done anywhere on the Mizbeah. Okay? Look at some Rashis here. Go back to the Amud Bet. Look at the three lines on the bottom, four lines on the bottom. Bechol makom hayta kesherah lemlikata. Why is that so? Why can I make the milika of the bird anywhere? So now she says, ben lemala, ben lemata. Which means, whether you do it above, or whether you do it below. Which means, above the line, below the line, top of the mizbeah, on the bottom part of the mizbeah, the milika doesn't matter. V'chi yalfinam lemata b'hatata'ov. When we said you got to do it below the red line, b'za'ahu di yalfina. It was only talking about the sprinkling. We learn that in Ramesh Martin. Veza adam hatat al kir. So you have to sprinkle the blood on the wall. The amar mor ze kir atachton. So the rabbi is going to learn that's the bottom part of the wall, under the line. The keren ma'aravit deromit name bazaud yafinan. And how do you know southwest? So Rashi says the ham hagashad de minhayalif. Because we learn it from the same place where you put the minha. Right, which means the agashat to the mizbeach, just like the mincha, they brought it to the southwest corner, which we learned. So too, they learn milika from agashah, and just like agashah to that southwest corner, so too is the milika. I said milika hazah, just like mincha is to the southwest corner. Because it says v'gishu to the mizbeach, milika doesn't have to have the mizbeach. Milika doesn't have to have the mizbeach. You need mizbeach for the hagashah for the mincha, and that's on the southwest corner. So the hazaah, which also is a mizbeach item, is on the southwest corner. That is correct. Milika is not a mizbeach. Milika is not a mizbeach item. It has the amitzui good. Continue Rashi's. Maika Amar. Ketani hizah dama bechol makom. It says in the Braita, on the Mishnah, if you sprinkle the blood anywhere, v'afidu lemala min achot kesherah, even above the line, v'adarta ani mulvad sheyitin mechot hasikra almata, as long as you put it below the line, stira in the Mishnah. So Rashi says, v'alekan lememar dehizah v'alka chozer vehizah. Maybe he'll answer, you must say it twice. Which means, it's talking about over here, that as long as you get it beneath the line, it's okay. If you sprinkled it above the line, that's okay. So long as you do it again beneath the line. Maybe that's what it's saying. You sprinkle twice. So there's no stira. I mean, take the blood, take the animal, take the bird, sprinkle above the line. It's okay, kesherah. So long as you still have leftover blood, do it again beneath the line. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. So then she says, Da izad dama ketani. It says, izad dama. Kol dama mashma. The lo ketani izad mid dama. Right. The Mishnah's language is, you sprinkled its blood. You didn't say from its blood. From its blood could be, yeah, you did either from its blood above and some of its blood on the bottom. But don't say that. It says, izad dama. It's much more kol dama. So make up your mind. You can't tell me kol dama above and then tell me kol dama below. So Rashi says, mitzah dama. So change the word izah to mitzah. Mitzui can be done anywhere. Shehatat te'una mitzui. Hatat off needs mitzui, pressing it against all the mizbeach. Achar azer kedichtiv, v'nishar bedam yimatze, shemakif haguf lamizbeach. You walking around the mizbeach, v'duchek bet menikato bekir. You press the neck where the blood is against the wall, v'adam mitmatze v'yored, and it drips down. Bechol makom kishira, ked mefanesh tamad mitzui b'hatat lav avodahi. Lipasim b'shua. That's not really an avodah. That it's for sale if you did it wrong and things like that. Even if you didn't do it bichlal, Shiza velo mitzvah kashera kedamnina beizu mikuman. Fine. That's negotiable. If you didn't do it, it's okay. Ubilvad, next Rashi, Shiyeh Hazah Nasit Rishon, Mehuta Sakra will mata bidam nefesh. As long as the first Hazah will be done correctly underneath the line. Good. So we learn Chadush. Melika, anywhere on the Mizbeach. Hazah beneath the line. Mitsui, like a Taila, do the Mitsui, press it against the wall of the Mizbeach. But if you didn't do it, it's okay. Question. Yeah, one is the Dam HaNefesh, that's the first blood. That's Hazah, exactly. The Melika is the leftover stuff that's in that bird, you squeeze it. That's Mitzvah. Okay, continue. Shlosha Devarim. Okay, we said the southwest corner of the Mizbeah. Get this, get it in your mind. You're walking up the ramp, which is in the south, you make a left turn. Left turn will take you to the southwest corner. Okay? Yeah, we know you usually go make a right. You walk away all the way around. But just in your mind, you walk up, you make a left. That's the southwest corner. It's this corner over here. So we said in the Mishnah, there's three items that were done primarily on the southwest corner. That was the, which we just said, the Hazah of the Hatata off. And we said the Mincha, Hagashat Mincha, was brought on the southwest corner. And the pouring, the leftover blood of the Mikorban, Yesod HaMizbeach, was poured on that corner where they have the Yesod. I can take this. Hatata off had the Amran. Okay, how do you know you have to sprinkle the blood of the Hatat over in the southwest corner? So we said it already. Okay, they compared it to the Mincha, if you remember. He said the Mincha, Hatata off is called the Mincha. So if it's like Menhaz on the southwest corner, so it is on the southwest corner. Okay, that's good. So it says, Hagashot. No, how do you know you have to bring the Menhaz to the southwest corner? Dikhtiv. El Pene HaMizbayah. Okay, we had that also over there. It says El Pene. Right, so Pene is the south side. And then it says, Pene Oel Moed. Fano Oel Moed. So we had an issue. How do you square both Pesukim? Is it on the south side or the west side? So we said, one interpretation was if the Mizbeach is in the north, right? So the way you get both Pesukim without contradicting it, you do it on the southwest corner, so you can make in both. Good, so that was that. Shehideh Hadam, how do you know the leftover blood goes in the southwest corner? Dichtiv, et kol dam apar yishpok el yesod ha-mizbeach. Okay, so look at the Rashi. Now the yesod, there was yesod not only in the southwest corner. How do you know that side? So Rashi says, "Ve'amrina beizu mekoman yilmad yiridato min hakevesh b'hataot hachitzonot miyetziyato min haechal besamuch lo v'ainu yisod derumi v'chol hadarom en leka yisod ela ama achat b'kirem ma'arabit derumit." Okay. On the south side of the Mizbeach, you had only a small little piece of yisod. It jutted out a little on the western side. So there wasn't like any sort of old, you had the kevish over there. And on the, it came around and it turned, made a turn on the southwest corner. You had a little piece of yesod that came around. So you do it in that spot. How do we know? Because when, let's say you brought a hatat inside, inner hatat. So it says when you come out to bring the blood into the yesod, you put the blood, it says on the first piece of yesod that you come in contact with, which would be what?
West.
Be the west. You're coming out of the hechal, right? You're walking in at the west. So just like in that case, it's the first part that you see, or the first part that you come in contact with. So too over here, when the person is bringing a korban, right? So he comes down the ramp. So the first part of the yesod that you see coming down the ramp will be on that southwestern side as well. So everyone's like, just like over there, when you're coming in, it's the first part, so they make it like a limud. So we learn from Hatat Pinimit, we learn from Korban Pinimit, I should say. Okay, good. So that's it. Now we go to the next point. Mil Ma'lan. Now the following items were done above the red line, above the Chota Sikra. So it says, Nisuch HaMayim V'Ayayin. Obviously, that's pouring the wine. That was above on the Shittin, they did it. ועולת העוף כשהיא רבה במזרח.
And the Olat Ta'of, when there was people in the east, traffic, so he did it on the other side, which we'll see now. Which means the Olat Ta'of sounds like the main spot to do it is where southeast. But what? If for some reason you couldn't access the southeast, so you go to southwest. Right? So the Gemara is going to discuss this over here. My Ta'ama. What's the reason? Why is the southeast the best spot? Let's review Beit HaDeshen. Every day there was mitzvah to go up to Mizbeach. You take some of the ashes from the last night, from yesterday, and you take it down the ramp. It says Besamo Etzalam Mizbeach, and you put it next to the Mizbeach on the floor on the Azara. Okay, let's look at the picture. Here's the Mizbeach. Okay, so they go up the ramp. They take it, it says, takes a shovel of the ashes. They walk down. Okay, so now they're on the, this is the eastern side. Eastern side. It says they put it on the eastern side, but 10 amot north. They don't put it at the bottom of the ramp. Let's say you get to the bottom of the ramp. Let's do it like this. You get to the bottom of the ramp over here. They don't put it here. They walk 10 amot to the north. 3 tefahim off the ramp to the right. And they place the ashes on the ground over here. That's a Torah law. Torah says you got to take some ashes off the Mizbeah. That's Torah law.
Why the
Mizbeah
they don't clean up?
Yeah, exactly. That's a Torah tradition. You take some and you put it in this place over here. That's what they did every day. Now, there's halachot from these ashes. Torah says that when you bring Olat Ta'of, you have to take the, you slaughter it, Milikah, right? Then the insides of the bird, the crop, which they're calling it, you have to take the innards and you have to throw it on these ashes. And the feathers and all that, it's got to land on the ashes. So now, what's the closest spot? If you're walking up the ramp to do the Olat Ta'of, what's the closest spot to these ashes? So it's going to be the southeast corner. So just realistic, to do the stand on the southeast corner, it's over here. Then you throw the now. If this here's going to be the hadush, which was mentioned yesterday, so there's not a quantity over here. You can't get there. So you're going to go here. Now look how far you're going to have to throw this item. And we're going to discuss dimensions now in a second. But you know automatically it's a far spot in the southwest. You're throwing feathers. You're throwing crop, it's light stuff, you have to throw it with tremendous power to go across the whole kevish, diagonally, let's say. Yes, he's up here. So you want to get it all the way across here to land on the floor, past the kevish, on the ground. But I will tell us how far that is, and I'll give you a calculation.
It has to be thrown, you can't walk with it?
Has to be thrown. Has to be thrown. Has to be done. No, here it's not that far. Here it's here. Yeah, you just throw it like that. So it's, you're not that far. You're not that far. It's a couple of amot, whatever it is. It's you could calculate very simple. It's 32 amot is the mizbeah. Okay, and the kevish also is 32 amot. You're putting it 10 amah high, so it's 22 amah from the top of the mizbeah. So it's about 20 amot from here.
It's
off the ramp. Next to it. 3 to 5 off next to the ramp. So, and it's 10 amah high. So you got 22 amot left of ramp till you get to the Mizbeah. So if he's standing on the southeast corner, he's got to throw like 22 amah. But it's a close. Wait, over here it's 22 amah. Plus 3 to 5. I'm not saying it's this with the bat. It's about 22 amah. And you're on the Mizbeah, and you got to throw it.
Good to you.
Yeah.
Higher.
Okay, it's easier. Mashiach, in here you're going to see, it's much further. It's still far, but the Gemara is going to say, 30 amah is impossible. Like. So Gemara says, Amar b'Yohanan. This is the point now. Bo'ureh, kama gadol, kohan shel kohanim. Go look how strong the kohanim were. Why? She'en lecha kal ba'ofot yoter memura v'notza. There's no lighter part of the bird than the crop and the feathers. Pa'amim she'kohen zorkan yoter mebishloshim amah. And sometimes the kohen's got to throw it more than 30 amot.
60 feet he's got to throw it. How? Well, let's wait. Ditnan. Natal machtash of kesef ha'ala rosh ha'mizbeach. This is talking about over here when they get the ashes. So he takes the silver shovel, he walks up to the mizbeach, ufina et ha'gehanim ilach v'ilach, they turn the coals, you know, over and over, v'hatam min ha'mukalot ha'pnimiyot. They take the burnt, the innermost ones, the mukalot, the ones that we eat in the most, and they scoop up the shovel from the ashes. What do they do? V'yored. Now they're on the floor, next to the ramp. So he faces the Mizbayah, and he starts walking up. Not up, but meaning north. On the east side of the ramp. Okay, let's go. There's the ramp, the east side, right, on the bottom, and they start walking up. They start walking north, until they're going to drop the ashes on the side of the Kevesh. So it says, "V'olech l'mizrachos shekivish be'esel amot, ke'esel amot, about 10 amot." Savar et ha'gehanim agabed et spa. You pile up the coals on the side of mizbeach. And we've been saying ashes, okay? Ashes, coals. That's what it is. Rachok min ha'kivish l'shat tefachim. Okay, off the kivish, 3 tefachim to the side. Good. Mekom shenotnim mur'ah v'notza. Oh, that's the spot where the mur'ah, the crop, and the what do you call it, the feathers of the olah ta'of goes, v'dishun mizbeach penimi v'menorah. Okay? And also, they put the removed ashes of the mizbeach inside, the inner mizbeach. They also had to take the ashes out. They put it over there. And the menorah, what does that mean, the menorah? No, you'll see now. The ashes from the menorah also is put in that spot. Okay, so the Gemara says, wow, look how strong they were. Sometimes it's got to be 30 amot. Okay, let's just calculate it the way that she calculates it for us. Using over here a little Pythagorean theorem, and you're using some mathematics to get to this 30 over here. Let's talk it out ourselves over here and try to get calculated, try to get the clarity. Okay, here's the Mizbeah. The Mizbeah is the rim. Okay, the rim, let's say, is in the middle. The Mizbeah is how wide? 32 is the base. Okay, so that means you have, and the ramp is 16. So let's assume you have 8 amma on each side of the ramp. Right? 8, 16, 8. 32, so you're fine. Okay, let's talk, because we want to now discuss it on the southeast corner. So we want to calculate, standing on the southeast corner, how far does he have to throw it in order to get it across the ramp? 3 tefachim down to the 10 amma spot where it calls up. That's what we got to figure out. So the Gemara is telling you it's 30 amot. Okay, how? So the calculation is going to be like this. He's standing here. He's going to throw it on an angle. He'll throw it diagonally. So we need to figure out the diagonal of this kevish. How are you going to figure out the diagonal? The way you figure out the diagonal is by figuring out the sides. Tell me what the sides are. And then I could, it's 1 2/5. The more is going to be basically the diagonal. That's the calculation. That's the way. Now she tells us all this math. So now, let's do the sides. Okay? So the way they're going to do the sides is like this. They're going to calculate it. Okay, they're going to calculate it. I need to know this side, the top, going across, and going down. Those are the two sides that I got to know in order to get the, like I needed to make a triangle. Okay? So I have two sides of the triangle, and then I need to know the hypotenuse. I need to know the diagonal. Okay, so the top from the southeast corner going across is going to be how much? So the rabbi is going to, it should be 8 and then 16. So it should be 24. Going from the southeast corner, just walking straight across the kevish, it should be 8 to the kevish and then 16 straight. Should wait, go slow. This is 8 to the kevish. And then how much is the kevish wide? 16. But it's not, because you don't factor in the yesod and the sovev and the keren. So it's 3 amma less, So basically, it's five to the. That's what they're saying. It's five to the kevesh, and then 16 across the kevesh. So this is the line above the straight line is 21. Okay, now we got to go the second side, 21 amma. The second side, well, the coals are 10 amma up the ramp. So from the coals to the top of the ramp is 22 amut, because the ramp is 32. So this is just we got 22 amma up the ramp. Draw a straight line. And you got to factor in that the Kohen himself has got to have a mat to stand, the way he's standing. So, as she says, it's like 23. So basically you have two sides, 21 by 23. Oh, now, to make it easy, that she's not going to start giving you odd numbers, 21 by 23. He says, let's assume it's 22 by 22. That's the basic shiurim. Oh, so 22, you got to do the diagonal, because what he's doing is he's standing on the southeast corner, and he's going to throw it diagonally across till it lands on the... Now, so 22 times 1.1 and 2/5 is roughly about...
30 and 4/5.
Beautiful. And it's even more than that, because you got to factor in three more tefahim, because it's three tefahim off the kevesh. So it's close to, let's say, 31. So now the Gemara is going to be very technical now. You told me that the Kohen's got to be very strong, because sometimes he's got to throw the feathers 30 amot. So the Gemara is going to ask 31. It's more than 31 even, which means the Gemara is saying very technical. Yeah, you're telling me more than 30. It can be more than 31 even. Factor in this. Factor in this guy with three tefachim more. It could even be more than. So what are you telling me? 30. Technical question. 31 or more than 31? So mikum gavre lo hashiv. Take an amma away from the calculation, which will take you back down in the 30 range. Don't calculate the extra amma. We said it was 23. Right? We said it's 22 plus the amma that the queen's standing. So you don't calculate that amma where he's standing. That amma is not standing in that amma. So you just got to throw it 22.
He throws it
from that spot. Right. Takes a step into it. Exactly. So then we don't get. So therefore, it's you minus one on that side. So it's not 23, it's 22 by 21. So that'll take you close to the 30 range, so that's what we meant. Okay, either way, it's still hard, it's light, it's feathers, so he's got to throw it with such koah in order to get it across. It's tremendous. 25 yards. Go figure that. Okay, last point. Okay, let's go. What do we say? Whoever goes up to the Mizbeah. Okay, here's the main ramp, yeah? So you go up the right side of the ramp, we said. You make a right turn, because that's the key. When you go up to this bed, you got to turn right. And then you go counterclockwise, all the way around the Mizbeah. That was the rule of the Mishnah. Okay? Except, when he does the three items, he goes up the left side of the Mizbeah. Goes up the left side of the ramp and makes a left turn and goes straight to the southwest corner.
The big ramp?
Yes. Because you got to go up to the top. What are the three items? Olat Ta'of, Nisuch HaMayim and Yayim. Okay, so the question is, why? You're telling me you always got to go right. These three items, I don't care. I know this is the shortest way. We're not looking to save the Kohen distance. So let him go. Exactly. Why don't go right? Let him go up. Let him go to the right. Go around. No. When it comes to these three items, the shortest distance possible. Let him go up the left side of the ramp. Let him make a left turn. Boom. He hits the corner and he's there ready. So give us why. My tama. Amar of Yohanan. Nesachim shema yitashenu ve'olat ta'of shema tamut be'ashan.
Safety first.
Smoke. You go up to the Mizbeah, there's smoke over there. Like you said, there's stuff going on there. So first of all, the law is, if you're going to walk all the way around with this wine in your hand, it's going to get smoke in there. not kasher that they're smoking there. It's got to be pure. You put smoky wine, smoky water, or now another issue. The bird's going to die. It's a little bird. These birds were little birds over here. Now, by the time you walk around them, they didn't make melikayat even. By the time you walk around the mizbeach, with all the smoke that's up there, it'll kill the birds. So therefore, for the smoke factor, they say, you know what? Go the shortest way possible. Get up there, make a left turn, get to the southwest corner, do what you have to do. Oh, so the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Urminu, we have a contradiction. Balu lakifita mizbeach. Oh, when he comes to circle the mizbeach, how does he circle? Me'ayinu mathil, mekirin durumit mizrechit. Good, we know that. That means he goes up to Mizbeach, makes a right turn. Which corner does he hit? Southeast. And as he goes counterclockwise, from southeast he goes to Mizrechit Sifunit, then he goes to northeast, and then he goes Sifunit Ma'arabit, northwest, and then he goes Ma'arabit to meet southwest. That's counterclockwise. And look at the key line now. V'notim lo yayin lenasech. Then they give him the wine to make nisuch. Ah, it's mashma. It goes all the way around. What are you talking about? You just told me that you got to go straight. Then you tell me you go counterclockwise. So Gemara says, Amar Yohana, no problem. Hakafa baregel, which means we're talking about over here where he had to go up for something else. So when he's up for doing other services, so there he goes around. Now, that's why it said, if you look clearly, it says, then they give him the wine. Well, he wasn't walking around with the wine. If he's going up to do the wine, then he goes with the wine because he's making the left turn. Mashiach, if he went up to do other service, and he has to make a kafah beregel, so when he finally gets to the southwest corner, okay, because what is the wine? That's the answer. And the Gemara says, "Daikan emeh." How about "Daikan emeh"? Diktani, notnim lo yain lenasech, velo ketani omer lo nasech. They give him wine to pour, but they don't tell him pour because he's not holding the wine. Shmamina. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Kol ha'olin la'mizbeach olin derech yamin ve'yordin derech smol. Okay, now we're giving you a traffic pattern. You went up to Kevish, you go up the right side, bear right, you go around, you come down on the left side. So the right side is going up, left side is coming down.
Same ramp.
Yordin derech smol. Olin derech mizrach ve'yordin derech ma'arav. You're going to tell us a different way. You go up the east side of the ramp, you come down the west side of the ramp. Same thing. Chutz min ha'olah l'shlusha devarim alalu. Sh'olim derech ma'arav, yodim derech ma'arav. Good. Except for these three things, you go up the west side of the ramp, and you come down the west side. You just retrace your footsteps. Good? V'nisu kamayim, yayin. You go up the west side of the ramp, left turn, come right back down again. Now here's the problem. Continue reading. Olin derech yamin v'yordin derech yamin. No, that's not so. If you're going on the west side, it's the small side. So it contradicted itself, the Braita here. It says, for the three items, you go up the west side and come down the west side. Another way of saying it would be, you go up the right side and come down the right side. No, it's not the right side. It's the left side. Oh, so you have to stop playing with that. So you got to stop playing with that. So you know what I say? Derech yamin, derech simon. It's not derech yamin, it's derech simon. Understand the question? Gemara says, Amar Rabina, three simul. Change it. Put simul. Rav Amar, my yamin, yamin de mizbeach, small de gavra. From the mizbeach's view, it's to the right of the mizbeach. To the kohen, it's to the left. So it depends who you...
Street view,
exactly. Who you look at? From the mizbeach's view or the kohen's view? So now, so it means Ole derech yamin v'yodin derech yamin over there is talking about from the Mizbeach view, right? Which means from the Mizbeach, this is up there looking down at the Kivish, so it's to the right. Okay, good. And now, also, when you're up there, So then you're switching. When you're going up, you're looking at it from the Mizbeach's view. When you're coming down, you're looking at it from the Kohen's view. That's why it's a... So the Gemara asks, V'nitni o'idi v'idi de Mizbeach, o'idi u'idi de Gabra. Be consistent. Look at it always from the Mizbeach's view, always from the Kohen's view. Why are you telling me going up from the Mizbeach's view is right? And going down from the Kohen's perspective, it's right. Make up your mind. So the Gemara says, okay, Kasha, I can't help you. Question. Go one more point. Hatata oft. Quickly. Now we're just going to give you the process. Hatata oft. How did you do it? Kesa daya na'asit. Hayam molek et rosha mimul orpa. Okay, make melika from the back of the neck. With the thumb. Ve'enu mavdil. You don't break the head off. All you got to do is slaughter one of the two signs and it's still connected. You don't pull the head off. The head's just hanging on. Enom mavdil means you don't pull the head off. Umazim edemah kira mizbeah. Like we said, you sprinkle the blood from the bird itself on the wall of the mizbeah. Shireh damayah mitmatzit al yisod. The rest of the blood you smash against the wall of the mizbeah until it reaches the yisod, to the base. Ve'en the mizbeah ela dama v'chula lekohanim. All the mizbeah gets some hatata off his blood. But the whole bird itself is eaten by the kohanim. Terabanan, vizami dama hatat. It says you will sprinkle from the hatat. Migufa hatat. From the actual body of the hatat. Meaning, you don't take a keli and receive the blood and sprinkle from the keli. Or you don't do it from your fingers like you do on Kurban hatat. Let me Kurban hatat, what do? The queen sticks his fingers in the blood and dabbles it on the mizbeah. You know, mamash migufa hatat. Haketzat. Ohez birosh ubiguf. He holds the actual bird itself. Umazeh al kira mizbeah. He sprinkles it on the kira mizbeah. Velo al kira kevesh, but don't sprinkle it on the kevesh. Velo al kira hechal. Velo al kira ulam. The eze, which one? Ze kira tahton. It's the lower. Lower beneath the red line. Or eno el kira alyon. No. Who told you it's the bottom? Maybe you do it above. Who told you? Vidinu, I'm making a cover. Only you should do it above. Uma behema. She'olata lemata. Hatata. Olata lemata. Hatata lemala. By regular olah and hatat. Olah is below. But korban hatat is above. As we know, because the kohen sprinkles the blood with his fingers on top of the mizbeah. So, by animals. Ma olah is below. Hatat is above. Off by the birds. She'olato lemala. Even the olah is above. Enodit hatato lemala. Certainly the hatat should be above. Tamud lomar, v'nishar bedam yimatzeh el yisod ha-mizbeyah. The leftover blood should trickle down into the yisod ha-mizbeyah. Kir shashirayim shelo mitmatzim liyisod. It's got to be on the wall that the blood would trickle down to the yisod. Ve'ezeh zekira tahton. Why? Because if it says the blood has to go into the yisod, if you do it above the red line, what's going to happen? It's going to get stuck at the sovev, because there's a ledge coming out. So if you go above the red line, it's not going to fall into the yisod. It's going to hit the wall of the mizbeah and land on the ledge. So therefore, the only way the blood can go down into the mizbeah has got to be below the red line. Now, even though you can ask me a question, it says, v'nishar b'dem yimatzeh. It's a different process. We're talking about the sprinkling, and you're talking about mitzui. Correct? So Gemara is going to ask that. V'na'avid me'ilai, v'adad na'avid mitatai. Do both. Why don't you sprinkle it above, and then sprinkle it below. Do both. Because you have a kavahomer. The kavahomer tells me you sprinkle above. But you bring me a pasuk that says God land in the yisod. So do both. Amarava miketiv yamse yimase ketiv dememela mashma. Which means it says, it doesn't say yamse. Yamse with mashma what? That you actually have to force it, press it, so it goes down. It says in the pasuk yimase. Yimase is mashma. It'll happen by itself. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. That's all you have to do. Look at Rashi. What do you want this pasuk? Yimse, yimse. Look at Rashi. V'habid me'ilai. Hazaa ya'aseh lema'ala. V'adin noten. Like we have the kavah omer. V'adan na'abid mitsui metatai. Ah, is it better? Do the hazaa above. Because the pasuk says, yimatzeh. That's talking about mitsui. So, do the hazaa above like you have the kavah omer. And mitsui adam that it says the pasuk has to land in the yisod. Do it below. So the Gemara says, it doesn't say the pasuk yemseh. Yemseh with mashma, press it so you're forcing the blood to go down. It says yimaseh, which is mashma, it's going down by itself.
So this process is not only the pressing process, it must be talking about the type of blood that goes down by itself, which is the Hazaa process. From the fact that Torah wrote the pressing process in a passive way, by writing it, it will trickle down by itself. So it must be talking about Hazaa. And what does it say? The Hazaa must be in a type of Mizbeah that it will trickle down to the Yisod. What's that? That must be beneath the line. The fact that Torah wrote the pressing process in a passive sense, yimatzeh, meaning by itself it'll happen, must be talking about without pressing it against the Mizbeah. What's that? The Hazaa. Amar av Zutra bar Tuva, Amar av. Now this is, you could figure it out. You need a prop in your hands to figure this out. The Gemara is just going to tell you, how does the Kohen hold the bird? He's going to hold it in his hand. According to most Rishonim, he's going to be holding it in his right hand. The wings between his fingers, the legs between his fingers. And now he's got a prop the neck up to the back of the neck is showing, and then he's got a press. That's mostly Shunim learning. Was there?
Same hand.
That's mostly Shunim learning. It's the same hand. Rambam learns it's two hands. Rambam says he does this in his left hand, and he makes minikah with his right hand. But again, most of the trips, it's a small little bird, not a big chicken, it's a bird. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, Mudkin, Hatat of Orhez, Gapa, Bishtez, Be'ot. He holds the fed, the wings back, with his two fingers. The sheet does with fingers. He puts the bird down, face down. That she says, "Gufa off al kapo." He puts the gufa off on his palm, mebifnim, in the inside of his palm. Umachnis shnei ragleha ben etzba ketana. Yeah, and he puts the legs ben etzba ketana. That's the pinky, and then the finger next to the pinky. This is the ring finger? Okay. And then he puts the wings next to the next, in between the next two fingers. The etzba, the index, and the middle finger. So read that inside. Ochez gapat b'shte etzbaot, that's the first two fingers, that's the index and the middle finger. U'shte raglaim b'shte etzbaot, that's the ring finger and the, what do you call it, the pinky as they call it. So he's holding it. He's holding it in between. U'moteach savara al rochav godlo. And then he extends the savar over his thumb, and somehow he pierces it. It's spread over his thumb, and then going over his index, so it's revealed, the back of it, and not so easy. I skipped a little. Good. The same process, but on the outside of his head. Some say you put the bird on the palm. He's going to say you put the bird on the outside. Tana, tzipura milibar. The bird is on the outside. Ochez gapav b'shte esbaot. He holds the wings again with the two, spread it over his hand. Right. So he's carrying, he's putting the, what do you call it, the wings in between his fingers on the outside. Here he puts the head is over his two fingers. Umolek, and he goes Mimidika. Question is, on the inside of his hand or the outside of it? How is he holding it? Regardless, Vizu Avodah Kashash Mikdash. This is the hardest service in the Mikdash. Hold it in one hand, get the bird, get the Milika at the same time, do it correctly. So Gemara says, Zuhi Vitula. What? This is the only hard service? There was other services that were also difficult. Va'ika Kibitza Vahafina. Kibitzah was also hard. What was the problem with kibitzah? Hard. You had to scoop it up. That wasn't the hard part. But the kibitzah, the law is, it's not allowed to extend above the hand and below. So very carefully with his thumb, he needs to brush it off, and with his pinky. Now sometimes the mincha was baked, so it was hard. So, and he can't crack it. It has to be exactly smooth. So therefore, it was difficult for him to level off. The leveling was difficult. And now the hafina, that was on Kippur. When he walks into the Beit HaMikdash, and in the inside, he's got to take from the shovel. He's holding two shovels, one with coals, one with ketoret. He's got to somehow angle where he could pour from the shovel without spilling anything on the floor, catching it off now. Very difficult, correct? So the Gemara says, Milika is the only difficult item. What about these items? So the Gemara says, Elam ezu avoda kasha me'avodot kashot sheba mikdash. One of the hard things from the hard things of the Beit HaMikdash. Hafina is hard, Kemitza is hard. And then there's also Milika is a difficult item.
Amen. Amen. Amen.